KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. We're at 8 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County conducted a traffic stop early this morning and arrested a woman for providing false information and driving while suspended. 48-year-old Tracy Marie Kimmett of Essex was arrested at around 12:45 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. A call to police in Red Oak about a domestic assault Monday evening resulted in an arrest. Authorities say 24-year-old David Lorenzo Harris of Red Oak was arrested at around 8:20 p.m. in the 100 block of East Prospect Street. Harris was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with domestic assault first offense. He was being held in the jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak police arrested two people during the day on Monday at around 11:30 a.m. 31-year-old Nicolay Marie Peterson of Sioux City was arrested for child endangerment. Peterson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And at around 1 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old David Ray Sturgis of Red Oak for civil domestic assault. Sturgis was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, the final weekly USDA crop progress and condition report of 2018 was released Monday. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis has the details.
The report shows 96% of Iowa's corn crop had been harvested as of Sunday, just ahead of a winter storm that buried parts of southern and eastern Iowa under a foot or more of snow. According to the USDA, 13% of corn remained in fields in southwest Iowa. The statewide corn harvest is 4 days behind the five-year average. Iowa's soybean harvest was 98% complete, 12 days behind average. I'm Pat Curtis.
Elsewhere in the news, officials with Harlan Municipal Utilities said yesterday that an equipment failure at around 9:30 a.m. Sunday resulted in an electrical outage to parts of the community. HMU CEO Ken Weber said a middle phase jumper on a junction pole along the 69 kilovolt main line feeding Harlan failed and dropped into the lower phase line, causing a partial power outage. HMU linemen and a crew from Northern Iowa Power Company, or NIPCO, were able to effect a temporary workaround to restore power. Weber said on Monday that they're working with line crews from NIPCO to repair the jumper, and during the repair, they hope to determine the cause of the failure and fix it so it doesn't happen again. Power had been restored to all customers in Harlan by around 11:45 a.m. Sunday. The partial power condition did damage some electronic equipment on the HMU telecom service. Telecom technicians worked until early Sunday evening to either replace, repair, and restore cable TV, internet, and telephone services. In other state news, authorities have accused a woman of pouring gasoline on a man and setting him aflame in a suburb of Des Moines. Polk County court records say 24-year-old Katie Kusta is charged with willful injury causing serious injury. Her next hearing is scheduled for December 6th. Her attorney said that Kusta will not plead not guilty and said she denies the accusation. Police say Kusta grabbed a gas container outside of a Clive home on October 18th and tried to splash gas on the man. She then approached him again, poured gas on the front of his clothing, and used a lighter to start the blaze. The man was treated at an area hospital and then transferred to a burn center at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. The man charged with murder in the death of an Iowa State University golfer has been granted a new attorney over the objections of his current lawyer. The Des Moines Register reports Story County District Court Judge Bethany Curry granted a request Monday by 22-year-old Colin Richards for a different attorney. He cited a communication issue. Richards' current attorney, public defender Paul Rounds, objected to the request, saying there weren't grounds for it to change. Curry granted the request, though, and she said she'll appoint an attorney from the state public defender's office in Marshalltown. Richards is charged with first-degree murder in the death of student Celia Barkin Arozamina. She was killed September 17th while she was playing around at a public golf course in Ames near the university campus. Richards has pleaded not guilty. His trial is set for April 30th, 2019. In our funeral announcements, Joanne Elaine Nolf, age 74, of Waukee, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Joanne Nolf will be today at 11 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stuart has arrangements. Donna Kessler, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Donna Kessler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Jensen, age 92, of Greenfield, died November 15th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ruth Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Milo Dean Neve, age 90, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died November 22nd. Memorial services for Milo Neve will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Frank Obermeyer, age 91, of Audubon, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Frank Obermeyer will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joseph John Peterson, age 84, of Walnut, died Saturday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Joseph Peterson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bruce Carl, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life service for Bruce Carl will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Vernon Erickson, age 67, of Albuquerque, New Mexico, formerly of the Greenfield, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died November 17th. A celebration of life for Daryl Erickson will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. And Warren Hutchinson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Hutchinson are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.